8 FM, certainly not on a Monday morning. I mentioned to you earlier that I would have special guests in to talk about an exciting development at the Lifestyle Centre. And to that end, we welcome from the Lifestyle Centre, Paul Renkin and Leon Naidu, both of whom looking absolutely splendid on this wonderful Monday. I wish I'd done my hair and makeup. You look so good.
Thanks.
Early on a Monday. Well, it's a good thing to get the news out early because there is exciting news at the Lifestyle Centre right now. And we're going to start talking about tops. Let's start talking about the Lifestyle Centre, the Super Spa, which is the hub, I would imagine, of the Lifestyle Centre. And Leon, that's your baby. So you've extended shopping hours. What's happening there?
I think, Mike, over the past couple of years, you know, we looked at things and we've listened to our customers, and we are excited to announce that we've now extended our trading hours until 8 p.m., in the past few years, you know, people got used to shopping earlier in the day, but now we've seen an increased demand in late hour shopping, and we're here to meet the need. I mean, shoppers can expect the same great service and wide range of product we offer during the day and all the way up until 8 p.m. And plus, we have ample parking right outside the store, making it easy and convenient for our customers to pop in without the hassle of navigating to the large shopping malls. And I think what we want to do is ensure that everyone feels safe and comfortable with plenty of parking and security. And it's about providing convenient and hassle-free shopping experience for our consumers.
Mm. Are you still keen on consumers coming in? I noticed that there's been a sort of trend towards the convenience of having groceries delivered to you.
We also have that option on the spa to you. So yeah, you can choose. You know, some people like to sit at home and order, but it's all about the experience coming out.
It's a trip. Them.
Yeah, it's a trip. It's an experience.
And you always see something in store that you think, I didn't realize it was happening.
That's a point of difference. You know, we've got a whole wide range of product. I mean, on the app, it's just a couple of lines that you can choose from, but in store there's a wide range. You know, that's an exciting part of being in store, you know, meeting people, chatting, and just seeing what's on the shelves.
Yeah, for many folk, I think, you know, the world we live in now is pretty isolated. People work from home, stay at home, don't even know their neighbors. Getting out and about is an important part of socialization, and of course in a wonderful shopping environment like Super Spa.
COVID has changed things, and I think we need to get back to reality and meet and greet people. And
your team is particularly good at that. Yeah. I've got to compliment you. Every time I pop into Super Spa, I'm delighted at the checkout, the friendliness, the kind of point of service. It's just delightful. I feel very special.
I mean, that's what we expect to give our customers. That's what they pay for. Yeah. It's all about the service and the experience.
Well, clearly, they've well-trained and motivated as well, which is fantastic. Paul, you have a sort of overview of slightly bigger than just Super Spa. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Mark, you know, looking at the centre too, you know, our centre used to be a late-night centre, you know, obviously with the Eat Street and the market, and customers used to love shopping a little bit late. But, you know, with COVID, we all went into our shells, became hermits in our homes. And, you know, now people are wanting to get back out there again, you know, go back to the old life, like Leon was saying, you know, interacting with people, getting to know people. You know, it's with the new modern world, people don't interact anymore, you know, socialize, just meeting, you know, in the Lifestyle Center. So, you know, what we've done is not only us, you know, in collaboration with our partners within the center, the big guys, Woolworths will also be extending their trading up until, well, they have extended their trading up until 8 o'clock every night, so combined with us. And our top store will be doing the same. But that will obviously be Monday to Friday. We're extending to 8. On a Saturday, we've still got to close at 5. And on Sunday at 3:30. You know, that's government legislation. Yeah. So we've got to do that. So, but it's you know, it's just going to be so great. And again, giving the customers that option, you know, Woolies and Spa, you know, we complement each other. We're two great stores, and we're there to complement each other and to look after the Lifestyle Center customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The opening hours now, obviously closing at 8, which is fantastic, giving you the opportunity to shop after work at your convenience, possibly after dinner even at your convenience. But the opening hours, are they still going to...
Still stay the same at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so 7 o'clock across the board.
The top store only at 8. Again, legislation can only open at 8 o'clock. But, you know, and like you say, you know, within the centre here, you know, we've got the restaurants. So people can... A lot of people are rushed. They're working in Durban. They rush to get home, put the kids to bed, feed the kids, and then come out, or come out with the kids. You know, you can come out with the kids, have an early supper,
yeah,
go and do your shopping. If you want a little bit of a late supper, do your shopping first.
That's a fantastic option. I suppose it's the almost international trends have been like that for a while, and we're catching up to a degree, but isn't it marvelous that we can do this? I just wonder about, and I'm sure many folk do, about the aspect of security at night.
Yeah, you know,
there's
yeah,
a feeling that when it's dark, ooh, that's when...
100%. You know, Dave, you know, living in South Africa, you've always got to be aware of security. But, you know, we do have free security, free parking, and we work on it all the time, you know, to make sure that we are the best in security. So, you know, it's something we've obviously, the car park is well lit. You know, people are used to coming here, like I say, for our Eat Street and for our market. You know, there's nothing better than bring the little kids along, have some fish and chips, you know, have a bit of chicken and chips, a pizza. It's a very quick meal. You don't have to go to the restaurants. You can just go to the market,
yeah,
and get something there. So, you know, that's what we're encouraging customers, and that's what we're offering them. You know, a combination of shopping. You know, you get a lot of people now, nurses, policemen that work night shift.
Well, know? It's always so, been the case. Those that work late and have got this dilemma to, you know, how do we then cope with the picking up the essentials for the family, my word. You know, it's always been a dilemma, I suppose, to a degree ameliorated by the fact that you can now get certain things delivered. But you're so right about that experience of face-to-face, yeah, integrating with the community, with folk, getting the specials that you wouldn't ordinarily buy, you know, getting it remote control. 100%.
Like Leon was saying, you know, you go shopping and fruit, for example, you know, you don't have on your shopping list, I want plums, I want apricots. You just have fruit. And when you buy online, you don't know. When you go in there, you shop with your eyes.
Yeah.
People shop with their eyes. They shop with their senses.
And you can also choose what is fresh and fabulous, because that's also important as well. You know,
100%. Bananas, you want some very ripe, you want some half ripe, and you want some that are a bit green so that it can last you the full week. Not all exactly the same.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. And, you know, we're doing it for our customers. We're doing it for the Lifestyle Center. And hopefully customers will come in and support us. And
there's been a bit of a trend of late. I note across the board that the December trade tended to be, and across the board this was a trend, kind of, it was good, but it wasn't absolutely fabulous. And I think it's true to say that the economy last year was pretty tight.
Yeah,
but it looks like things are beginning to turn. I see all the CEOs of major corporates are saying it's a better year this year. 2025 is going to be the turning point for South Africa. I feel tremendously optimistic.
Yeah, we're excited, Mark. You know, I think South Africans are resilient. We know our problems, but we're also very confident. We're a confident nation. You know, we work together, and yes, hopefully the years just get better and better now going forward, for the benefit of everyone.
Well, there it is. Extended shopping hours now at Super Spa, at Woolworths, at Tops during the week. And wow, the best quality, the best service, the best opportunity to mix and mingle. Always some fantastic competitions in the offering during the course of the year. Anything to add on that score?
Yeah, definitely. From a store perspective, if you shop during the 7 to 8, we have a competition where every week we'll give away a shopping voucher to the value of 2,000 to one lucky customer. And the draw will be done every Mondays right here on Life and Style.
Oh, wow.
We hadn't told you about that.
So, well, I just had an inkling that there was something special coming. So if you join the 7 to 8 club, let's call it that, and you go shopping at that specific hour, you could. And what do you have to do to enter?
Just purchase between that time, and you put your write your name and number on the back of your slip and put in the entry box provided, and
you can win 2,000 rand shopping voucher.
Yes.
Wow. Well, if weekly, that is an incentive, then I don't know. And we'll be drawing the winners weekly on 88 FM. How exciting is that? I can't wait.
And Dave, like we say, shopping between 7 and 8 too, you know, it's not going to be busy, which is nice. It's a relaxed, it's a slow, it's getting everything that you want. And just again to remind customers, if they are coming shopping and then going restaurant, not to forget the cooler boxes and ice blocks.
Yeah,
don't forget that.
Absolutely right. And I just wanted one final question from a supermarket perspective. If you get towards the end of the day, do you ever run sort of late day specials of things that you had a special on today? And
no, we try and manage as best we can. Obviously, the perfect would be to sell the last product to the last customer, but it's not like that. So, you try and manage it. You do sometimes run a little bit short, all stores, whether it's Woolworths, Tops obviously doesn't because there's nothing perishable in there, but Woolworths and ourselves, we do sometimes run short. Sometimes we get left with a little bit, which
so
is
it'll
part
be a
of
bit of a balancing act in your yeah. measure
you know, it's like staff, production planning. You've got your production planning for the day, say 100 dozen rolls, but you're not going to bake all 100 first thing in the morning. You'll bake 50 and then just watch how it goes. Like with a bit of rain, it does affect our business, so that we cut back on production. You can always cut back. So it's you plan, but then you manage by hour.
So one can always be assured that you're going to get fresh and fabulous as you come in. You're not going to get the early morning bakes latter part of the day because it's fresh.
We work hard on that planning. From a staff perspective, from a product perspective, we do, to give our customers the fresh. And nothing better than fresh hot rolls, the smell of it when you walk in the shop, or fresh hot coffee, not one that was baked 12 hours ago. It's part of the shop attainment, like we're saying. There's entertainment, there's staff. We got Reno there in our butchery. You don't get that kind of stuff, obviously, on home deliveries. Yeah. When you order home deliveries, it's in the shop, it's interaction, it's learning. It's an outing, and that's what we want to say. We do shop attainment, where customers come in. It's not just a chore like the olden days. We try and make it interesting, like our bottle store. Customers to go around. I had one friend this weekend that I went away with, and he said, sometimes when he's bored, he doesn't need to buy alcohol, but he'll come to the bottle store, just walk around. It's like a museum, just having a look at all the different gins, all the different whiskeys. He says, but his intention,
he walks out of there with one or two.
Yeah, his intention is not to buy, but he walks out with a couple. And, that's what we want to do. We want to educate customers. We want to excite them, with wines, with Imon in the bottle store. Now, it's not just about buying a bottle of wine. It's all the added value that comes with buying whiskey from us, with buying wine with us. Yeah. It's all the knowledge that the Valencias, our wine sommeliers, and Imon offers. That's in the bottle store. And in the store, we've got the professionals. We've got the butchery manager. We've got Mark in the bakery, Des in the produce, Gareth Fresh manager. Leon's
store manager.
These all
characters, if you get to know them, it's like part of the family.
100%. And we're there to serve customers and make their shopping, because shopping is a chore. And shopping nowadays, when you're buying all your grudge purchases, your Sunlight dishwashing liquid, your black bag, it's all grudge purchases because it all goes down the drain. And, when people come in, we want to make them excited, make them happy, and make them enjoy the shopping experience. It's more than just product and price with Lifestyle Super Spa, Woolworths at Lifestyle Tops, and all other tenants in Lifestyle Centre. It's more than just price. It's all about service and value that you are getting.
And you heard that from Paul Renkin, who is at the core, the stove face of your shopping experience at the Lifestyle Centre, and Leon Naidoo, the store manager for Lifestyle Super Spa. Guys, thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to that first prize winner coming out very, 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 very soon. 2,000 Rand shopping voucher could be yours if you shop at Super Spa between 7 and 8 now, extended shopping hours. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. Dave, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
And the morning show continues.